Listening Library presents The Book of Radical Answers, Real Questions from Real Kids Just Like You. This is the author, Sonya Renee Taylor. Note to listeners, this audiobook includes a downloadable PDF with glossary and resources from the book. Introduction. When I was young, I had 10 billion questions. I wanted to know everything about everything. I had questions about my body. Will I have big boobs because Grandma and Aunt Julia have them? I had questions about rules we seem to have for boys and girls. Why do we say boys can't cry? I even had questions about how we were treating the planet. Why don't we recycle? The most frustrating thing about having all these questions was that no one ever seemed really excited to answer them. The truth is, sometimes people acted downright annoyed by all my questions. Luckily, I didn't let adults' irritation with my list of curiosities stop my questions from coming. When they didn't have an answer for me, I went looking for my own. I read books, watched the people around me, and most importantly, I started taking guesses at answers. I used the information I saw in the world and my intuition, that hard-to-describe feeling inside all of us that helps us know what to do, and I came up with ideas. I always double-checked my answers by looking for more information in books and from adults I trusted. But what I started to realize back then was that I was a smart human who already knew so much about life. Guess what? So are you. And I hope that after listening to this book, you will feel more certain about that. Today, I have lots of jobs. One of them is writing books like this one. But the most important job I have is the work of spreading the idea of radical self-love. Radical self-love is the love we had for ourselves when we landed on this big spinning rock we call Earth. And that love is still with us. It is the energy that reminds us that we are already good enough, smart enough, awesome enough, just as we are. Radical self-love is here to call our attention to the fact that we have massive knowledge already inside of us to tackle the big issues that may arise as we grow up. After spending years doubting myself and being uncertain if I was good enough, I began asking the most important question of my life. How can I learn radical self-love? I've spent years exploring the answer to that question, and the answer I came up with is, you don't have to learn radical self-love. It is already inside of you. You were born with it. However, there are many messages we receive each day from the internet, television, music, even school and businesses that tell us that we are not good enough, and we should buy something or look like someone else to be lovable and worthy. It takes daily practice to learn how to recognize those messages and tune them out. When we do, we can hear our own radical self-love guidance much more clearly. I can imagine right now someone is saying, hey, Sonya, what are some tools we can use to better hear our own radical self-love? Well, I am glad you asked. At the end of this recording are 10 tools for radical self-love. These tools will help you avoid believing negative messages about yourself and teach you how to stay connected to your own loving inner guidance. So if you hear something in this book that tells you to listen to your radical self-love and you find yourself saying, great, but how do I do that? At the end of this book, you can pick one or two tools to practice. I promise they will help you stay on track. The Book of Radical Answers was written to help you grapple with real-world issues. And the questions in this book were submitted by kids just like you. They were between the ages of 10 and 14 and mostly from the United States, with a few from other countries as well. Most importantly, these questions came from young people who were brave enough to ask about tough and complex subjects, topics some adults won't even talk about. That bravery is how I know young people have what it takes to grow into brilliant, capable, and thoughtful adults. Some of you submitted questions that were outside of my experience, and I didn't know enough to try to give an answer. While I think I'm pretty darn smart, I do not know everything. Shocking. Thank goodness I have super smart friends from all walks of life. I recruited some of those smart friends to answer questions they had lots of experience in. Those answers are titled Ask an Expert. There are a couple of promises I want to make you about this book. First, I promise to give you honest answers that remind you of how powerful and full of possibility you are. Second, I promise to share all the ways growing up can be fun, complicated, silly, strange, sometimes difficult, and still wonderful. I won't avoid the hard parts, but I promise to always remind you of the joyful parts. You are phenomenal and can get through this messy but magical life as long as you can access what's inside of you already, knowledge and radical self-love. Bodies. What can I say other than if you are listening to this book, it's probably a solid guess that you're doing it in a body. That body includes your legs, arms, earlobes, belly, and brain. No, brains are not separate from our bodies. And when I am talking about bodies, I am talking about our minds too. Bodies are one of my favorite subjects and one of the things I most love to talk about. I love it so much. I've written a bazillion books, okay, just four, about our bodies and how learning to love our bodies is a powerful way to create a world of justice and kindness. Bodies are the best. Bodies can also be complex and challenging. They can be funny, smelly, hairy, big, small, and confusing on occasion. But they are without question an incredible gift that allows us humans to participate in this wonky ride of life. Whether you have questions about how your body works, how other people's bodies work, or how to demand boundaries and respect for our bodies, here are some radical answers for you. Content note: we will be honestly discussing sexual abuse in this chapter. We want to let you know in advance so you can prepare yourself and take some time out to protect your mental health if needed. Puberty, periods, and penises. Question: what is puberty? Puberty seemed to get tons of attention from adults when I was a young person. All my teachers, parents, and the other grown-ups in my life spent a lot of time making puberty seem extra dramatic. When I was upset about pretty much anything, my mother and grandmother would whisper yell from the kitchen, "You know she's going through puberty." I remember thinking, maybe it's puberty, or maybe my mother discussing my bra size aloud with the whole family is just legitimately embarrassing. Eventually, I was able to see that puberty didn't have to be a major drama. I came to understand that puberty is a natural part of having a body. Puberty describes the age at or period during which a young person's body begins to mature and becomes capable of reproducing. The ability to reproduce, i.e., make a baby, is one of the signs that indicates your body has begun to move from childhood into adulthood. This process happens over several years. It involves changes so small you may not even notice, as well as some major shifts in your body, which can include growing taller, voice changes, weight gain, hair growth, breast development, and emotional changes. We won't cover all the details of puberty in this book because there are tons of great books that talk about the specifics. I even wrote one already. It's called Celebrate Your Body and Its Changes Too. But what I want you to really get is that puberty is not a high drama event at all. Instead, puberty is all about you becoming a wiser, usually bigger, more mature version of yourself. And I, for one, think that is pretty cool. Question: what is a period and why do we call it that? Hello, a period is the end of a sentence. We all learned that in English class. Okay, I know you don't mean that kind of period, and I'm glad because I was awful at grammar in school. I believe you're talking about that other kind of period, the one that involves eggs, blood, and monthly cycles, right? Let me start from the beginning. A period is the term many people use to informally describe the bodily experience of menstruation. Over the course of about 28 days, people who have a uterus build up a lining of tissue and blood in their uterus. This lining is meant to nourish a potentially fertilized egg.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?